$307 billion. That's how much Americans gave to charity last year. This year's number is expected to be smaller, and 2010 isn't looking so great for nonprofits either. From Seattle, NPR's Wendy Kaufman reports.
The downtown YWCA is a safe haven for women and their children. They can make meals, sit at a comfy kitchen table, and talk about regular stuff, like Halloween costumes. Scary isn't the word the YWCA's chief executive uses to describe her budget crunch, but Sue Sherbrooke comes close to it.
We're concerned about how we're going to end the year. We have $633,000 to raise, and there are women and families in our two counties are really depending on us to do it, and we're worried.
And the YWCA isn't alone. Overall, charitable giving fell roughly 6% last year after adjusting for inflation. That's the steepest drop in decades, and this year giving will likely be down again. So far, there have been just two marquee gifts of $100 million or more. Last year, there were 20. Donations by the rest of us are also down. Some people who used to give at the office no longer have jobs. Others, like Carol Pinky, saw their retirement funds take a hit, and they scaled back.
I have regular charities I support. They always try to add something new every year, and last year I just didn't.
In fact, Pinky actually cut the number of charities she supported and gave her money only to those who had earned her loyalty and trust. That response has been fairly typical, suggests Stacey Palmer, editor of the Chronicle of Philanthropy. She says now more than ever, organizations have to court their contributors and show them how the money will be spent.
One of the things charities are trying to do is make it more concrete. They might say, if you spend $25, you can buy 5 minutes, 10 minutes, a half hour of a scientist's time, instead of just saying, it'd be nice to cure cancer.
Or feed the hungry, or provide job training. Donors also want to see tangible results from the groups they're supporting. Increasingly, charitable organizations are using tools such as Facebook and Twitter to convey their messages and solicit funds, but most requests for money are still done the old-fashioned way. Asking for money has never been easy, and right now, many charities are nervous about offending people by making a request.
There's a lot of fear out there. There has been for a year.
But Leanne Moss, executive director of the Women's Funding Alliance, knows the only way she could meet the needs of women and girls was to ask for money, sometimes boldly.
It's about being focused on that mission. And I've been in situations in the past where, yes, I have made too large of an ask and had to do a little repair. But in the end, people have respected me and us more for doing that.
Looking ahead to an improving economy, experts believe that individual donations will pick up first, foundation dollars will follow. Overall, says Stacey Palmer of the Chronicle of Philanthropy, the outlook isn't very pretty.
It's going to be very, very hard for groups to be able to raise money. They'll be in a squeeze. So I think it's going to be quite a long time till most nonprofit groups can come out of this.
How long will it take? History suggests 2 or 3 years before charitable giving returns to pre-recession levels. Wendy Kaufman, NPR News, Seattle.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.